give us an update on Evander Kane and Matthew Pearl?
Yeah, Matthew's good to go tomorrow. Evander, we're going to have to evaluate. We'll see how he comes back tomorrow.
Is that a lower body injury?
Yes.
Yes.
Unless he plays, and then he's fine.
Are you hopeful for tomorrow for him, for Evander?
So I would normally say yes. There's this whole jinx thing and superstitions that we got going on now. I've had to come in here three or four times with feeling pretty good about something, and then the news wasn't good. So we'll see.
You talk a little bit about how much should we ignore about last night's game. It was after the three-day break without practice. How much of it will be relevant for tomorrow night?
Well, there's lots relevant in that game. You know, I mean, sure, but both teams had the three-day break. We had a considerably tougher travel schedule, so you would play a game like we did in Chicago, and somewhere in the back of your mind think that every game is going to look like that, and it's not, you know. And that game last night had, you know, shades of the games prior to it. We're going to spend some time on our end. We're going to have to hack and slash some pucks out. Probably won't generate quite as much from the offensive line, but it doesn't necessarily mean you can't win those games. It just may not be pretty. Yep.
Zone flying. Have you noticed this is sort of a new wrinkle against you to try to take advantage of your lineup situation? And how are you adjusting to dealing?
So I think it's a function of the teams. So, you know, some teams do, some don't. Calgary especially on our side is a team that does it. You see with many, Chicago for sure, they've been doing that for years. So that's not specific to us. I don't know that... You have an expectation of what's being said in the other room. You know, we got to get pucks in behind there and D on them. I didn't feel with Minnesota that they'll dump pucks, but because their D jump into the rush so much, they like to make plays coming into your zone. So it's as much to who we're playing. Handling those stretches is something that we're working at. They got in behind us a couple times, but didn't get the puck through to them. We had more of a difficult time handling that fourth man in off the rush, their D either leading it or joining it.
You've had a few guys in that locker room who have had many years without the playoffs. Have you noticed any sort of intrinsic change in their confidence over the last 3 or 4 months with all this winning that they're doing? It's kind of
I wouldn't relate any of it to the playoffs. We don't ever talk about that.
But I guess with all the winning you're doing, have you noticed a change at all in there?
It was an expectation of how we're supposed to look and how we're supposed to play. So you can kind of get that feel by what's called on the bench, what's said on the bench, not by the coaches, what's said on the bench about, you know, where players are supposed to be if they're not. You know, what the good plays are in terms of how we're supposed to play. There's a continued growth and an understanding of what our game's supposed to look like. I would say yes to that. We're still early on, so early on with everything that we do. We do still do an awful lot of video on just pieces of the game that we're trying to get better at. You know, the other thing to that is it's not like a run of landslide wins. You know, I mean, it's games like that, the overtime tight games. So there's, you know, the Chicago is a bit of an aberration in part. It's the game before Christmas. It's the best team in our division, Stanley Cup. So you get that feel that you go in there. Other than that, it just always feels like a tight grind the whole night. So it's, you're not walking out dominating and winning by 4 or 5 where you get on those kind of rolls. We haven't done that.
No. Mm-hmm. It's never been done in this since 1999. That's
kind of
why.
Yeah, you're a new team every year. Even though we didn't make a lot of changes, you're a brand new team, and you've got to reestablish or build, which is where we would look at it from the base every single year. And, you know, a little bit of a rough start. We've been very consistent with our game. We've been very consistent with our effort, more than our game.
Since the rash of injuries has really started to burden you guys,
to me like he's, you know, really surging ahead in terms of his play. I remember the first week or two of the season you were asked, and you said directly he wasn't in the lineup because he wasn't good enough, like he hadn't been playing good enough.
Right.
What's the transformation of his game, and why do you think he's been so helpful lately?
Well, I think a big bulk of that was he had missed so much. You just don't get it all back right away. Some of it is as a coach trying to figure out what it is that player does well, you know. And then when you think, you know, one of the best things that happened to him is he got to play his offside early in an exhibition. And that was kind of like, okay, we've seen him do it once. He's going in. And then with the injuries, but he's handled it really well. He's had different partners. So some physicality that I don't think was there early. You know, big hit last night on Brodin. He didn't come back. Some good puck movement and a good stick. So he's figured out what we're trying to do as a group. You know, he had that learning curve. And then I just think, you know, confidence, reps, times up and down the ice, just playing, just being on the ice. It's so hard to take the chunk ice that he had off. And then, you know, a new coach is trying to figure out what it is that guy does well. The other players I had defined in my mind were ahead of him out of camp. And that's what happens. So you get a veteran guy that waits his turn, pushes himself in practice, gets his chance, and away he goes. Yeah, you guys should have got here earlier today. We had three of them on the ice, but nothing's changed. So this is just the normal part of what they're doing. So they went out and had a little twirl today and came off the way we thought and hoped they would come off. There's still nothing's changed. Mid-January for the two of them, they'll get all... Troops can skate now hard. Much he's pretty excited about that. He's got, but nothing's changed. He's a February guy along with Stewie, and his legs will be very strong by the time he gets there.
Do